In this self-hypnosis meditation, we are going to practice some of the things we need in order to have lucid dreams. Lucid dreams, which are a starting point for having out-of-body experiences, if that's something you would like to do. The first way we're going to set this up is you have to condition yourself, self-hypnotize, so that you are continually bringing to your consciousness, bringing to your awareness the question, essentially asking yourself if you're dreaming. You simply say, "Am I dreaming?" And your answer should always be, "Yes, I am dreaming." Because, in fact, when you think that you're so-called awake, you are in a shared dream after all. So, by practicing this technique, if you will, this little practice, you can get yourself to start asking this very important question, so that even when you are sleeping, when you switch off your consciousness from the rest of all the other conscious beings in the world, and you're in your own personal dream world rather than the shared dream world, you'll start asking yourself this very important question. Now, we want to make sure that we can understand the feeling of a little bit of a trance, a hypnotic trance, if you will, a meditative state. And so what we'll do is we'll imagine a halo of light and clouds and anything that you can imagine that makes you feel mystical and magical, even, like an angel. So you can have a little halo over your head. But it's for no other reason than to help your body to relax. So you can imagine this halo swirling above your head. Right now, my right hand is pointing up into the air, and it's tracing a clockwise path. If you were left-handed, maybe you would point your left hand in the air and trace a counterclockwise path. Or you could trace a counterclockwise path circling around with your right hand pointing up into the air. And once again, alternatively, you could trace a clockwise path with your left hand and that left hand finger pointing up into the air. It could be one finger, or it could be the whole hand, or yes, hold hands. You can hold hands. Just imagine, or you can even do both hands. They can both be turning in the same clock direction. They could both be turning clockwise, your left and right hands or left and right fingers. Or they could both be turning counterclockwise. And you'll start out with that at first. So go ahead either pointing one or the other or both of your fingers or your entire hand. Or even relaxing the hand and just letting those hands, like you're stirring. And they don't even have to be going at the same time. You can kind of be doing a little figure eight motion. But either way, start those hands turning. Maybe if you have both hands and one is going clockwise and the other's going counterclockwise, you might have two halos above your head. And the purpose of these halos is to help you to relax your body. So, I'll give you a moment to conjure that halo above your head. Take a moment. Let it swirl. Maybe it's a really aggressive or active or dynamic halo. Maybe it's like clouds flying around up there with lightning in it. You know, if you have some kind of fear or phobia about electricity, please be careful. Only imagine and think about the things that are comfortable and empowering to you, the things that make you feel powerful and strong. Now you've got that halo going, swirling around up there, maybe two of them. Imagine them once again, and remember to remain confident. Use only imagery that helps you remain confident. But I like sci-fi stuff, or the possibilities of things. So you can imagine it like a flying disc, like one of those UFOs. And it starts to land, right? And it's going to land on your head like a hat, like a sombrero. But, you know, it's still got a hole in the middle, like a donut or a bagel. That'd be funny if you have a swirling bagel halo over your head. And then it starts to slowly descend. And if it's not big enough quite yet, let it naturally expand to fit over your head. But right there, let it rest. Let it touch the top of your scalp first. So if you already let it go lower, let it rise back up for a little bit. And maybe you can feel like it's a massage. Just imagine like some massaging, like a nice fluffy brush or feathers or anything else that you think feels good. And feel that tingling sensation on the top of your head. And that tingling sensation is going to start to represent relaxation and a calm confidence. And as we also begin to feel this tingling on the top of our heads, you'll notice that maybe you feel yourself breathing, or maybe not. But if you did, continue to observe your breath. And if you didn't, now you're paying attention to it. And so as you're observing your breath rising and falling, you might like to start to deepen your breath, meaning that you'll take in a longer, deeper breath, maybe allowing your abdomen and your chest to rise, and as you exhale, completely letting it out. Some people like to breathe in and pause and then exhale slowly and smoothly, but it's got to be comfortable and soothing and relaxing for you. Now continue with this halo. Every time you breathe in, it moves just a little tiny bit up. And it's expanding a little bit so that it can fit over your head. And as you exhale, it moves a little bit lower and you feel that tingling sensation moving over your head. Now maybe it's over your forehead and touching the top of your eyebrows. And you'll imagine also whatever level it touches on the front, because I'll mostly be referring to the front, it's also at the same level behind you and all around you and the sides of your head as well. So it's right around your temples, the top of your ears, the top of your eyebrows. And remember, every time you exhale, it moves down just a little bit further. You can keep it paused at one place, if you like, for a few breaths. But you can link it with your breath, which every time you exhale, it moves down a little bit. Now maybe by now it's passed over your nose and your ears, and maybe it's to your chin, and you breathe in, it lifts a little bit up. And it also continues to carry that tingling, relaxing, calm, confident feeling down and down. It's touching your shoulders. Remember, it expands as you breathe in to accommodate, to fit the size of your shoulders. And as you exhale, it moves down even further, bringing that tingling sensation of relaxation and calm confidence moving downwards over your chest. And now we can speed it up a little bit. As we exhale, it moves down even further, as if it was being pulled by gravity or something resembling it. It's building up a speed as it moves further and further down over your stomach and your lower back. And it continues moving downwards over your hips, your butt, to the top of your legs. Breathing in and breathing out, it moves down the front of your legs, your thighs, the back of your legs, your hamstrings. Maybe right about now it's at your knees, and breathing in and breathing out, it's moving down past your knees, over your shins, over your calves. Now it's finally resting at your ankles, breathing in, and as you breathe out one more time, it sweeps over your feet. Breathing in and breathing out. And as you continue observing your breath, when you inhale, you can imagine yourself breathing in confidence and power. And as you breathe out, you breathe away any anxiety and fear that might be there. Sometimes you can breathe in anxiety and help it to allow you to find a deeper trance state. But then always breathe it back out. You don't want to hold it in there. You want to release anxiety. You want to release stress. Sometimes it's useful. Then you can let it go. But everyone's different. So hold on to whatever works for you. And let go that which you do not need to help you to get into a state where you're fully using your imagination and getting into your own mind. Breathing in and breathing out. And then you can just let your breathing go. You don't have to pay attention to it anymore. Sometimes you might get stuck paying attention to it and controlling it. But that's okay if you do. It's okay to let it go as well. And I know that you might want to really get into this lucid dreaming, but it takes time and practice. It's all about incremental change. You may have a lucid dream the next time you go to sleep. Or it may take 2 times, 3 times, 4 times or more. But you can visit this and revisit this audio and practice over and over again until you get it. And you will. At first it starts with you remembering your dreams and realizing you're in your dream, and asking yourself the question, am I dreaming? And you'll always answer, yes, I am dreaming. Because in fact, we are all, even though we might think we're awake, we are all sharing a dream. Our entire existence is a shared dream. You can choose to accept or reject that. I'm not going to try to convince you of that. You came here to lucid dream. But maybe even thinking that idea might help you to be more lucid or awake when you are awake. Or are you? Are you asleep when you dream? Do you have to be sleeping to dream? But the question will always be, am I dreaming? The answer is, yes, I am dreaming. For when you say, yes, you are dreaming, you have more control over the dream because you realize that you're dreaming. Now, in a moment, I am going to take you deeper into a trance state, a meditative trance state. Some could say a hypnotic state. An hypnotic state. The hypnotic state. Meditative. And the reason for this is so that you don't get stuck being all hyper-suggestible after you're done with this meditation. You want to be suggestible now, to yourself, especially. But you don't want to be so hyper-suggestible when you wake up. Breathing in and breathing out. I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 0. And each count, you'll feel your body relaxing more and more and going deeper and deeper into a relaxed, meditative, even hypnotic state. And you may notice that as you go deeper, you become even more aware. Paradoxically, you're not going to go to sleep, even though the word hypnosis comes from an old Greek god of sleep. You may become more aware, and you'll even hear my instructions suggesting that it's up to you and with your permission, and your permission only, that you reach the deepest states of hypersuggestibility. Here we go, counting down 5 to 0, and 5. You can freely allow your awareness to give yourself permission to go into this journey. Four. You feel yourself more stable. Stronger. 3. You're at a halfway point where you feel things starting to merge and your joyful side is overcoming anything else that may be unpleasant. The unpleasant gives in to joy, and 2. You're aware of your conscious and your subconscious mind. One. All of your awareness, consciousness, unconsciousness, subconscious merge into a single unity. And you can see it rising or falling, moving to the left or to the right, moving forward or backwards, or all of those directions at once, like a sphere all around you. 0. 0. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. And each and every time that you hear deep sleep, with your permission, and your permission only, you'll go quickly, calmly, deeply, and your physical body will relax. 1. Take a moment to realize this state that you may not realize that you're realizing. Take a moment. And as you allow yourself to dream, when you find yourself going to sleep, no matter what time of night or day it may be, you'll ask yourself the question, am I dreaming? You say, yes, I am dreaming. Am I dreaming? Yes, I am dreaming. Am I dreaming? Yes, I am dreaming. Am I dreaming? Yes, you are dreaming. Are you dreaming? Yes, I am dreaming. Are we dreaming? Yes, they are dreaming. Are they dreaming? Yes, we are dreaming. Am I dreaming? Yes, I am dreaming. I want to control my dreams. I know I can control my dreams. I will to control my dreams. I am in control of my dreams. I am in control of my dreams. You are in control of your dreams. Control of your dreams. Remember every opportunity that you get, whether you think you're awake or not, to ask yourself the question, am I dreaming? Yes, I am dreaming. Is your answer. And in a moment, in just a moment, we will be counting from 0 to 5. With each number that you hear, you will become more skilled, more aware of asking yourself the question, ask yourself that very important question, am I dreaming? Yes, I am dreaming. 0. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Each and every time you hear deep sleep, with your permission, and your permission only, you'll go quickly, calmly, deeply, and your physical body will relax. Whenever you hear zero and deep sleep, you'll go quickly, calmly, and deeply, and your physical body will relax. One, that unity of all forms of your consciousness are filled with energy. Two, you can feel them separating consciousness and subconscious. Three, you feel once again the joyful part of you is dominant and leading more than any of the other emotions that there may be. Four, you're feeling stable and strong. Five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. Maybe give yourself a stretch, clear your throat, breathe in deeply. Move about a little bit, or prepare yourself to go to sleep. Whatever it is you're going to do, you can take this throughout the rest of whatever you've got to do next as a part of a learning, a lesson that you'll use later, or you might be putting it into practice in just a few moments. But take this time to remember the very simple thing that you learned, which is just to always remind yourself of the question, Am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? And your answer should always be, and I say should, if you really want to start to experience lucid dreams, your answer should always be, yes, I am dreaming. Whether or not you think you're awake or sleeping, you ask yourself the question, am I dreaming? The answer is always, yes, I am dreaming. Because no matter if you're sleeping, awake, or dreaming, it can always be a good thing to be lucid, to be aware, to be in full possession of your consciousness. You'll find that no matter what state of mind you're in, being aware and lucid and conscious is very empowering. So just always go ahead and ask yourself that question. Yeah, it's okay. You can ask yourself again now. Let me hear it. Do you need a reminder? It's, am I dreaming? And you say, yes, I am dreaming. So you can say it one more time. Ask yourself the question and answer it. I'll wait a moment. Good. Now you can take this empowerment with you wherever you go.